It's time for Your Care, Our Mission, and we've got Tanner Anderson. Tanner Anderson is on the line from the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Hello, Tanner.
Hello there, Greg.
How are you? How are you today? Doing this morning?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I am doing pretty good. So let's find out a little bit about you. What do you do at HCMC?
So what I do here is I'm the Information Technology Administrator and the Information Security Officer at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Information technology allows us to work alongside all our wonderful employees here at HCMH. But our main goal every day in IT department is to provide the technology and support needed for our employees so they can deliver the best care to our patients in the community.
So obviously you do a lot with cybersecurity and things like that. What's the biggest threat to the healthcare system cybersecurity-wise these days?
Yeah, so cybersecurity covers many different levels of IT. But the biggest threat right now in healthcare that we're seeing here at HCMH is definitely phishing attempts and attacks.
And so explain to people if they don't know, we're not talking about phishing in the river or phishing for fish. We're talking about phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. Explain to people what that is all about.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, definitely. I'd love to be out fishing in the lake, but yeah, this phishing is much different. Everyone who has an email has received a phishing attempt sometime in the past. So first part of that question is, what is phishing attempts? So a phishing attempt is an attempt to obtain sensitive information or data, such as your usernames, passwords, and credit card information. Here at HCMH, we have installed software that allows us to simulate phishing attempts to all of our employees and actually allows us to send training videos and generate reports off of those tests that we send out. So that allows them to basically train themselves to spot potential attacks and allows them to also send that to our department, and we can look over those if they believe they're phishing attempts that aren't coming internally.
So the hospital definitely takes this seriously because it's a big deal.
Yes, it is a big deal in healthcare, and not only healthcare, but just in the normal community as well.
So let's talk about phishing. Why don't you give us an example of what a phishing attempt would look like?
Yeah, of course. So one of the most popular phishing attempt emails right now is actually built around like online orders and shipping. So you get an email. The email is claimed to be from USPS, your postal service, and it states that your package cannot be delivered. It'll ask you to update your shipping information, and then there'll be a little link on the bottom. You click on that link, and it redirects you to a website, which may look like USPS, but unfortunately, that is actually a manipulated website that you enter in your information, and it is obtained by others and can be used. So really I had some tips on that. If you have some time for the tips.
Sure. Oh yeah. Let's have some tips.
Yeah. So for this specific email, if you're not expecting a package from USPS, then it's most likely a phishing attempt. So that's one way to look at it is if you're not expecting a package, I wouldn't think that they'd need your shipping information. A second way to look at that is always look at the sender. If you get an email and the support email is not from @USPS.gov, then this is not a legit email. And then also look for urgency tactics and forceful language. So in this case, we will return your package if you do not respond within 48 hours.
Making those unruly demands kind of thing.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, so any kind of demands, this is urgent. We need you to do this now. Those are some ways that they get you to type that information and kind of scare you. So those are those forceful languages and tactics. And then also make sure to look at like the logo and the design of the email, because they will throw that in there. But just make sure that logo is embedded and not just thrown in there somewhere with a poor design.
So, and of course, obviously, the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital never sends emails looking for your personal information and never looking for you to update your file information with your social security number or anything like that. You never send emails like that. So you can trust if you get an email from the hospital, it's for something other than people phishing. So if somebody sends an email saying, we need your social security number to update your file, delete it, because the hospital won't do that.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, we would never send out an email asking you to update your MyChart password or give us your social security number for this. The hospital will never send out any of that kind of questions. If you ever receive anything from the hospital like that, you are more than welcome to call up our front desk number, our 4200 number, and they can send that to me if you're receiving that as well. But definitely the hospital will never send out any kind of questions getting information from you.
Your care, our mission, with Tanner Anderson. Tanner, thank you for the great information and the great advice, and we appreciate it.
Yes, of course. Thanks, Craig. Thanks for having me on.